At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
One of the first things that Mike Greer addressed upon assuming the job as Sharks general manager was the goaltender position. The Sharks were looking to upgrade their competitiveness for the spot. They wanted to get younger, and they wanted to bring up-and-coming goaltenders to the team to advance their progress in net. With that in mind, Greer sent a sixth-round selection in the 2023 draft to New Jersey in exchange for Mackenzie Blackwood, who had spent five seasons in a Devils uniform after being selected in the second round of the 2015 NHL entry draft. Blackwood had shown a lot of promise in his early years as a professional, but he had been injury-plagued in the three previous seasons before the trade, appearing in only 22, 25, and 35 games, respectively. These nagging injuries definitely hindered his overall development, and so, with the Devils deciding to change their roster in a big way, it became time for a move for Blackwood to Northern California. Sharks fans' first look at Mackenzie Blackwood proved to be a memorable one. In front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans at SAP Center, he set an NHL record for most saves in a debut for a team. 51 stops against the Colorado Avalanche in a game where superstar center Nathan MacKinnon had 14 shots on goal, including several amazing chances in the third period.
Makar crisscrosses with MacKinnon, throws down low to Rantanen. He wants it back. He's got it. Right point. MacKinnon wants it. He gets it. Fires the slapper toward the net. And wow, a save made blocker board stop by Blackwood, but he lost his stick on the play. It went all the way back behind the net, and the Sharks managed to luckily clear. Byron keeps in to Makar. Makar's a game breaker. He's checked and stayed with by Zetterlund. He drops it off. Here's a shot to the net. What a save! Another great save by Blackwood. First off MacKinnon, then off Makar. Spectacular goaltending by Mackenzie Blackwood as the Sharks grab the rebound, but they can't clear it out. The Avalanche keep the pressure on. It's kept in there by Byron. Near side feed. Here comes MacKinnon. Save by Blackwood. Somehow he dropped down to the butterfly and kept it out of the net. Unbelievable goaltending by Mackenzie Blackwood in his Sharks debut, and he's getting a rousing ovation from the crowd with 9:14 left in the third.
The Sharks may have lost that game 2-1 in the shootout, but Blackwood had made his mark. MacKinnon tied a record for most shots on goal against San Jose by an opponent in one game, equaling the 14 that John Tucker had for Tampa Bay back in the Cow Palace era. With the score 1-1 after 65 minutes of action, MacKinnon would get one last chance to beat Blackwood in the shootout.
Nathan MacKinnon, he gets the response from the crowd after that knee-on-knee penalty. Here's MacKinnon moving in. He's very deft with it by himself. Deke shoots. What a save by Blackwood! An amazing stop in the shootout. Wow.
After that start, Blackwood settled in. He played in 44 games, his most since the 1920 season when he won 22 contests for New Jersey. He developed a strong relationship with Sharks goaltending coach Thomas Speer, which he says was one of the more enjoyable parts of his first season in Teal.
He's awesome. I can't say enough good things about him. I feel pretty, you know, lucky to have been able to spend a year with a guy like that. So, I mean, coming here, I didn't really know him until, you know, he came out and skated with me in Toronto, and, you know, we clicked right away. So, I mean, he's a smart guy, he knows the game, and I think he has a good mentality about it too. So, we're pretty fortunate to have him.
Through hard work and strong focus with Speer, Blackwood had a relatively healthy season compared to his previous campaigns. Mackenzie gave us his overall assessment of season one in San Jose.
I think this year for me was pretty decent, obviously. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that were positive for me. I think there's another step I can take myself as well. Obviously, I think, you know, there's room for me to grow in a lot of ways. But I think if I take a step back and look at it, you know, I'm pretty happy with the trend of the season, like the way things went. So Yeah, I'm just, you know, happy that I could stay decently healthy and have a good summer and you know, work on things I need to and hopefully be better next year.
While he didn't play in a December game at the Prudential Center against his old Devils teammates, he was in goal in February of 2024 at the Shark Tank, and he was looking as if he was going to have a memorable night when late in the first period, he was injured making a big save on the Devils' Jack Hughes.
Luke Hughes goes back to his brother Jack, right wing side Shark zone, to Pilat, who cycles it up the right wing boards, looks for Jack Hughes on the point, now he moves into the middle, he drives one toward the net, and that's a big save by Mackenzie Blackwood, no rebound for Dawson Mercer, who was right there one-on-one against Zetterlin, because Blackwood was able to hold on. 2:26 to go in the first period, no score.
On that play, there was a commercial timeout, but when action resumed, Kaapo Kähkönen was in goal. That's because Blackwood was injured on that play, coincidentally for the first time that he faced a team where he had so many nagging injuries in the past. For McKenzie, it was the most frustrating part of his year.
I know, I was saying to Spears, like, you can't make that up. That's crazy how that happened. But, yeah, I guess I'm just a little bit cursed by that. But overall, no, you're right. Like, it was pretty solid in the health department. Obviously, I had the one minor tweak. But, you know, hopefully if I can repeat that again next year, if not maybe even do a little bit better, that would be awesome.
Blackwood would return to action a month later, playing in his final 9 contests of the regular season. He picked up his 10th career shutout with a strong 35-save performance on the road in St. Louis at the end of March.
Here's Scott Perunovic, offensive defenseman across the line, feeds it in front, and a shot by Brandon Saad. He was trying to sneak it right through the 5-hole, but wow, what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood as he hangs onto it. As right now, Perunovic is playing catch with it in the corner. Back to the point, Kyrou, shot, blocked by Eklund. Perunovic, nice backhand pass, Kyrou the shot, oh, and another great save by Blackwood with 14:20 to go in a scoreless first. And the Blues back the other way, lead pass, breakaway, moving in, oh, what a save by Blackwood on a backhand attempt by Braden Shen. An incredible save by Blackwood with less than 8 minutes to go, and the rebound is deflected up over the glass and out of play.
Blackwood's last appearance of the year was in the home finale against Minnesota on April 13th, and in that game, he made some big saves as well.
Sent to center ice, could be trouble. Henry Thrun lost control of the puck. He slapped it into his own zone, and Ryan Hartman's going to get to it first. He slides it in front. The quick shot, great save by Mackenzie Blackwood. He dives to his left and stops his man right in front of the net. Marco Rossi can't believe it. Here's Kaprizov moving out again to center, across the line, lead pass, Goligoski back to Kaprizov, one-time shot, and a great save by Blackwood as Kirill Kaprizov making a bid to get his second hat trick against the Sharks this year, but Blackwood was equal to the task.
But McKenzie was bitten by the injury bug again, and so he sat out the final 2 road games of the season while Devin Cooley and Georgi Romanov split the duties in goal. McKenzie says that by sitting out, he was able to get healthy again.
Just something little. It's gone already, basically, now. So it was good. They decided just to, you know, be careful and just not have anything linger, and it was good. Smart decision, and be 100% for the summer.
Believe it or not, it's the first time in 3 years that Blackwood is fully healthy for summer training. That is very important to him.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, this is the first summer where I'm going in feeling great, so it's exciting. You know, it's motivating, and I'm excited to, you know, get to work and hopefully come back and have another good year.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We all know that the season was disappointing for Mackenzie Blackwood and his Sharks teammates. He talked about some of the things that were missing from his perspective in the goal crease.
Losing's hard in the NHL, right? Like, nothing beats winning, but losing's hard, and losing a lot is hard too. I mean, but I'd say, you know, guys did their best to, you know, try and, you know, still come in and work hard and be positive. But obviously, like, you know, it's challenging, especially towards the end of the year when, you know, it's winding down and we've had such a tough year. But, you know, I'm pretty proud of a lot of the guys for the way they, you know, continue to work and handle the adversity and stuff. But, you know, next year, you know, we are going to have to take a step here as a group.
As a goaltender, what does McKenzie look for in front of him from his teammates?
Whenever the game is straight line and it's not getting seamed, it's a lot easier, right? So when things don't go east-west so many times, that's probably when stuff goes bad. So I'd say, like, I don't know, if you limit the amount of seam passes, that's a good place to start.
Of course, keeping an even emotional keel is very important in the building process, and Blackwood acknowledged that more work is needed in this area.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want to get caught up on the ebbs and flows of emotions in the season, right? So lots of guys, you know, typically when they're younger, will get, you know, riding highs and riding lows, and their play will kind of follow their emotions, where, you know, the older you get and the more reps you have, like, you kind of learn how to just steady yourself and kind of be more even keeled. So that's a skill that a lot of guys, you know, try to learn. And, you know, some come in and have it right away. So it all just depends. But I think as a group, you know, everyone kind of feeds off each other too. So if you have a lot of guys who are kind of leading with that mentality, it kind of rubs off.
McKenzie says that he has learned to stay positive during tough times.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a thing that I struggled with when I was younger, but I mean, you learn as you go. You can only do so much as one guy, right? So I mean, if I got down on every situation that I felt, you know, kind of frustrated with, it'd be a tough life. So you know, you kind of learn how to manage the highs and lows and just, you know, take the positive you know, stuff out of every single day.
As he looks back at his first season with the Sharks, does McKenzie have any favorite moments?
I would say just as a whole, you know, it was great to be able to have a fresh start. So I mean, it's hard to put your finger on one particular moment, but just like for me, you know, I was pretty excited to come in here, a new place, new people, and just have a fresh start and a chance to kind of reset and get my game going. And I thought that, you know, that happened, so I was pretty happy with the way things worked out.
Where does he see his game growing in the future?
One of the biggest parts of goaltending is positioning and reading the play, and that comes with, you know, doing it, right? So the more you're in there experiencing it, the better you get at reading situations in play. So I got a lot of ice time this year, got a lot of situations that maybe I haven't seen before. So I got a lot of repetitions put my way. So I got a lot of work there. And then obviously working with Spears has been great. I mean, I've learned a lot from him. And obviously there's still things that, you know, we want to continue to work on. But I think it's just a bunch of small things all coming together, so you just have to put everything together and you know, get better at little stuff.
McKenzie also gave us some details of Mike Greer's message to the club at the end of the campaign.
Yeah, he was just saying that, you know, it was a hard year. He was happy that, you know, for the most part we stayed pretty positive. You know, obviously this is hard for everybody this year, but he just wanted to reiterate too that, you know, like, we're not a organization that's going to want to be content with losing or being, you know, almost. So, like, I think there's a big onus on guys to, you know, take the next step individually and try and drag the team in a forward direction, you know, together.
Thanks, McKenzie. Until next time, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.